Here again, the words from the prophet Isaiah regarding the Lord's hopes for his people. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. I give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I form for myself, so that they may declare my praise. A couple weeks ago, coming out of church, someone said to me, they said, Reverend, you realize you only ever preach about running, right? I said, that's absolutely not true. There's no truth in that whatsoever. I only preach on running every second weekend. So here I go again. But I want you to meet this guy named Klaus. And Klaus is a 52-year-old project engineer who lives in Berlin. He works on these major projects in his professional career, but in his hobby, he loves to participate in... I got to fix this thing. One second. It's bouncing around on me. He likes to participate in endurance events like the Ironman and various marathons when he was a bit younger, but to keep his sort of hand in the game beyond his professional career and his own athletic endeavors, he likes to volunteer. And each year, he volunteers at the Berlin Marathon, which is considered worldwide to be kind of quote-unquote the fastest marathon on earth. So it attracts the highest caliber runners from around the world because when they get a chance to run on this course, there's a chance they'll run a PR, if not a world record. And Klaus has been the guy who hands out water bottles to the elite A-class runners for the last 20 years. And Klaus loves this work he does. He practices it in the off year. He'll ride the course on his mountain bike. He'll work on the timing of handing the bottle off to people going by him. And over the course of the 20 years he's been doing it, he's gained a little bit of fame as a result, so much so that the top runners in the Berlin Marathon want Klaus to be their guy. Now, we know that, you know, to be the water boy has diminutive terms, right? In this culture, if you're the water boy, it means you've been relegated to not playing, right? It means you're a bench warmer. But in Klaus's case, he recognizes the extreme value of handing out water bottles to the elite runners because they need the nutrition and the electrolytes. And so therefore, if he succeeds in the task he's doing, the runners have a chance to concentrate on their running without breaking stride and succeed in their endeavor. And so Klaus practices. And for 20 years, he's gotten really good. And this year, he was contacted by the great Eliud Kipchoge, who said, Klaus, will you be my water bottle guy? And Kipchoge was going after the world record of trying to run under 2 hours and 3 minutes for 26.2 miles, so a staggering feat. Everything had to go right for Kipchoge to succeed, and he needed Klaus. And Klaus was good, and Klaus said, yeah, well, I'm going to be there. I would love to be your water bottle guy for the day. Now, Kipchoge said he had a specific request, and they've learned this about nutrition and running, that you've got to take in a lot of calories very frequently. So he asked that he receive a bottle loaded with nutrition and electrolytes every 2.5 kilometers, which in American terms is like 1.6 miles. So in Kipchoge's time, that's about 5 minutes of running. So Klaus has to get out ahead of Kipchoge just a little bit, get to the first station, hand off the bottle, hop on his bike, ride past Kipchoge, who's already down the road, get to the next station, pick out Kipchoge's bottle, hand it off, and they do this for 25 miles. The stakes are really high. If Kipchoge misses a bottle handoff, he could bonk, he could change his rhythm, stomach could go sideways. So every bottle counts. And so the gun went off for the Berlin Marathon in the fall. Kipchoge blasted out of the gate, as did Klaus, the 52-year-old project manager, on his bike. Hands the first bottle off, and on they go. And they got into a perfect rhythm. The timing was exceptional, and Kipchoge's starting to sweat. You know, his hand is getting slicker, and he's coming at Klaus at nearly 20 miles an hour. Go out into the driveway with your spouse and have them drive along at 20 miles an hour. See if you can hand him anything. It's not easy. Now, what became very interesting and exciting for running fans around the world, it was broadcast in Kenya and Africa and in Europe, in the United States, was that every 2.5 kilometers, guess who appeared in the camera frame? Klaus. And Klaus, unbeknownst that he was on TV at all, was doing this amazing thing, was that every time he handed the bottle off and Kipchoge received the bottle, he would do this outrageously excited fist pumping. And you could see him sort of over the top excited that the exchange had been made. And you could see him yelling to Kipchoge to keep going, to push. Faster, faster, he was saying. And they went on like this for all these stations. They only missed two bottle exchanges throughout the course of the run. And Kipchoge went on to smash the world record. He ran a staggering 2 hours and 1 minute and a little bit of change for 26.2 miles, which averages out to 4:23 mile pace. Now, Kipchoge's the king, right? He is the king of distance running. And Klaus said after the race that categorically, Kipchoge was 90% running on the day, 9% coaching, and maybe his water bottle handoff contributed 1% to his success that day. That seems about right. But that 1%, right, is so essential. I mean, the seconds made up in positive nutrition they know is vital to success in the marathon. So that 1% acts as, you could say, that 90%, because it's so vital. And Kipchoge and all of Kenya, where Kipchoge's from, treats Klaus now as a celebrity. They, in fact, attribute Kipchoge's world record to Klaus's joy and elation with each handoff. Because he was pushing Kipchoge through yelling at him and cheering for him and doing these handoffs, Kipchoge was able to continue to maintain his stride and effectively run nearly a sub-2-hour marathon. So why am I telling you about Klaus today? Well, I want you to know something, that in our life, we tend to think that if we're not the center of the stage, if we're not sort of the center of the Instagram world, if we're not the central actor or cast in the main part in our company or at the top as the kingpin, then we tend to think kind of from that ego place that we're not succeeding. Isn't it so, right? If you're not kind of doing it from the center, if you're not the center of attention, you think, well, maybe I'm not succeeding at all. And it's really easy to look through the lens of life like that. You look around community, the country, look around on Instagram, and you say, wow, I'm just not meeting the marks I'd set out for myself. Maybe I'm not succeeding. You know, I'm not Eliud Kipchoge. Nowhere near. But what I want to tell you today is that 1% is enough. Sometimes the contribution of handing out water bottles is that which contributes to the greater good. And if we're all willing to just hand out 1% of our own goodness, whatever that skill might be, as small as handing out water bottles or opening our arms to someone in need, then you contribute to a more positive environment and you set the world into motion towards a better place. you essentially set a world record. But when we stop contributing our 1%, we don't get people like Klaus who are willing to help on their weekends to contribute to the greater cause. And that's what's happening in the gospel today. Jesus is at the center of the stage, of course. He's established this ministry which is 99% electric and amazing. And Mary, not his mother, comes up to him and she takes her water bottle of perfume and she pours it on Jesus to anoint him. She takes what she can offer, her small gift of perfume, and she pours it on Jesus. And Jesus says in the other Gospels, because of her simple gesture, effectively of 1%, what she's done will be remembered forever. So it's not necessarily the grand moments or the grand movements of our lives that we're remembered for. It's the handing out water bottles at our kids' soccer game or opening the door for someone headed into the library. It's the 1% gestures that make the things that the gospel considers life-giving and memorable. Jesus, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, gathers all his disciples together, and he goes through this immensely long litany of how they ought to act and how they ought to be and what sort of moral standards they have to set for themselves and for others. And at the end, it's like he kind of gets fed up with his own theology, and he says, you know what? If one of you, one of my disciples, gives even a cold cup of water to someone in need, then your reward will be greater than anything you can ask or imagine. If one of you just gives a water bottle to someone in need, then your reward will be great in heaven. So get your Klaus on. Get your water bottles filled up, get your 1% going, and we'll make this a better world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.